Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's Jennifer Lamprey with I Love My Body Diet, Theo of I Love My Body Diet, and we are today, I am so thrilled, we are talking to the president and founder of Educate and Empower Kids. I say always say and, but Educate and Empower Kids. Yeah, I know. And so
No, that is correct. It is correct because we are, the organization is Educate and Empower Kids.
And Empower.
But the website is educateempowerkids.org. So
awesome.
That's the confusion.
Well, that's what, thank you so much. Well, I want to always say Educate and Empower Kids. So that's what I say. So anyway,
yeah.
So Dina Alexander, she is amazing. Got to know her the last 2 years actually. And she has been just doing so much work out there in the world as far as educating parents and children about the harms of pornography, but also just how to really not only arm ourselves, but how to communicate, how to connect with our children, how to connect with ourselves, and has been doing a lot of great work out there with her wonderful organization. And so we are so thrilled to have her. She actually, they have just released, I don't know how long it's been, but it's been just a couple weeks or a month or how long, Dina, that you released this 30 Days to a Stronger Child? Maybe it's been a little bit longer.
We released 30 Days to a Stronger Child at the, like, probably the last week in January. So it's been out about a month we've had this.
Yeah. Yeah. So they released this, and that's what we're going to focus a little bit on that. And I'm actually just going to turn the time over to you, Dina, and you can maybe share a little bit more about yourself if you want. I'd love to hear. So thank you.
Thanks. So a lot of times people ask me, you know, how did you get involved in this work? What brought you to this movement? Because a lot of people that come to the movement have either themselves conquered an addiction to pornography or sex addiction, or their spouse has. And so what's a little bit different for me is that I just started, it was one day I read a Facebook article about kids looking at pornography. And I remember thinking, what is the big deal? People need to just get over this. This is no big deal. It's just some naked pictures. And I started reading, and there was a PhD in the article by the name of Gail Dine. And so I went to her blog and read a little bit more. And it blew me away so much that I was like, I have to research this some more. So I looked at a lot of different sources and a lot of different statistics and found out really what was in pornography and how many kids were consuming this, how most kids, some people estimate as much as 90% of our teenagers are getting their sexual education from pornography. And it dawned on me that there was nobody left for my daughter. My daughter was in the 7th grade at the time. Now she's a freshman. And I realized that there will be nobody left for her that she partners with or marries that is not either tainted by this or addicted to pornography, that in some way will expect porn sex from her or will have this very warped view of intimacy because most likely their parents didn't talk about it with them or they've watched 1, 2, 5, 50, 100 hours of pornography and have this stunted, sad view of intimacy. And so it lit a fire under me, and I realized I can't just sit back and do nothing. I have to do what I can for my kids. And then I realized it's not enough to just educate my kids. I have to help as many parents as I can. And so I looked for some different resources, and I wasn't really pleased with what I saw out there. I felt like there was very little. And so I was like, I'm just going to start my own organization and see what I can do to help parents talk about these tough topics. Because what I found was that it wasn't just, I thought it was a Christian problem, that maybe it was other fellow Christians that felt like they couldn't talk about sex. But then I started talking to my atheist and agnostic friends who really maybe were brought up Christian but not really religious. And I found liberal, conservative, everybody was terrified of talking about this with their kids. And that either they themselves were consuming porn and felt like it really wasn't that big of a deal, or most likely more of the case, especially around or with women and moms, was that they had absolutely no idea. Their definition of pornography was what we grew up with, which was maybe a Playboy magazine, which is like an arty picture, you know, of a half-naked woman or a fully naked woman, not the violent, degrading, scary stuff out there. So I realized, okay, we have to kind of change that conversation and get people really aware of what our kids are being educated with online. So we wrote our first set of books called 30 Days of Sex Talks. And that was to help parents really focus on intimacy. We were like, okay, if that's going to be out there educating kids, you know, if pornography is going to be educating kids on porn, then we need parents to talk about the opposite of pornography. We need them to know how to build a great relationship, how to, you know, really truly love another human being. So that was what we did last year. So that came out January 2015. And those have done really well. We've been really happy with those. And then throughout last year, as I watched all of these terrorist attacks and shootings all over the country, another thing kind of came to me when I realized my kids are going to have to be stronger than me. They're going to be dealing with a world that is far more violent and horrific than I've had to deal with in my teenage years, in my college years, in the first years of being a mom. They have a different, this is a different culture that they're growing up in, and they need to be stronger. And so I also looked at what was going on with social media and how much time we're spending in front of screens and how disconnected we're becoming as a community. As I saw some of these shootings happening, you know, whether it was the Paris attacks, and some people would get it. And you could see that some people really felt it and were saddened by this and were mourning for the people of Paris. But I also have friends and neighbors who basically shrugged their shoulders at it. And I realized, this is so wrong. Like, there's something happening to us. We're becoming a very cold, disconnected people. Everything is in sound bites. Everything is in a short 300-word article or a meme or just short little things. And we're not really grasping what it means to be human. So I thought, as we created this book, it was like, how can we strengthen our kids and make them tough, but how can they maintain their humanity as well? And so that was the premise as we wrote 30 Days to a Stronger Child.
Wow. I love it. I love the passion. First of all, the passion you can feel in your voice. I mean, really.
I am.
But that's what
I
it
am
takes.
Nothing if not
it's
passionate.
What it takes.
So.
I know.
Absolutely.
And that it is. It's what it takes nowadays with what we're coming up against, with what is going on around. The passion has got to be the underlying force, I think, that gets us to do the things that are really going to support and help our families and help one another. And even the passion to talk to our kids. I
Absolutely.
Mean, it takes a passion inside, a drive to go, okay, I'm going to educate myself and I'm going to have a conversation with my kids, not only about pornography, but about these specific things like you have in your book, you know, these things that are going to strengthen our children. And it takes time. It takes effort. It takes, you know, even us looking at ourselves. And so that's what I love about this last book that you put out. You know, again, it resonates, of course, with what we do in the I Love My Body Diet, the specifics, even what you share here. But what makes a child strong?
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree. It takes passion and it takes effort. But I think people think it takes hours and hours a day to strengthen your kids. And I want to let people know, if you have 10 minutes, if you have 30 minutes, that's enough to kind of, you need to connect with your child daily. We say you need to, if you can, it needs to be 30 minutes a day without screens, eyes to eyes, connecting with your child. And what most of us will find is that is difficult. And that's sad. So we have to kind of wake up to that we are not spending enough quality time with each other without screens, while we're not just shunting our kids to soccer and dance practice, but that we are actually connecting, talking, laughing, whether that's over dinner or helping with homework or doing something truly that really strengthens and benefits our child. And so, but this can again happen if you can't do the 30 minutes a day, we're like, then do 5 or 10 minutes a day. And so these, we have in the book, these lessons, the book is based on the premise is that we all have accounts, and we have, you know, a social account, an intellectual account, a spiritual account, an emotional account, and a physical account. And that when one of these accounts is low, we start to borrow from another account. And like I'm a food addict. I love food. I think about food literally probably 200 to 400 times a day. And if there is stress, if there is pain, if there is loneliness in my life, I reach for food. And so that's one of my battles throughout that I have to kind of struggle with and kind of realize, okay, what's going on really? What is bothering me that I immediately want to go eat something? And that's because, and I usually will find that is my emotional or my social account as well. Either I've been alone, I've been working by myself all day for a couple of days and I haven't had a lot of social interaction. Or emotionally, something is wrong. I'm feeling sad. I'm depressed. I have some other issue. And so our kids do this too. They learn to do this. So the premise is that we need to help our kids to fill their accounts. If they can keep their accounts full, not only will they live a more balanced, healthy life, they'll be able to cope with whatever happens to them. You know, and so each of those accounts, we have 6 lessons for each of those. So in the intellectual account, we have stuff about, you know, creativity, critical thinking. The spiritual account, it's not religious, but if you are a Christian, you'll look at these and look at these lessons and you'll go, oh, okay, I know where I can plug this in. But if you have no religion at all, you'll know, oh, this is about being, you know, I can be present in the moment. Like one of the, you know, ones for spiritual account, one of the lessons is attention. And that's about, you know, being present in the moment and enjoying a moment. And being, you know, there's also gratitude is one of those, and community. These are all parts of the spiritual account. And these are huge, huge pieces of our spiritual health. You know, in the emotional account, we have lessons about empathy and positive self-talk. I mean, that is such a critical skill that I know of almost no one who has the skill of positive self-talk, of speaking kindly and saying nice things to themselves. Imagine if our kids, when they came across a challenge, when they failed a test, when they didn't do well in a game, when they're having trouble, that they can talk themselves, that they can pep talk themselves. Like, imagine what our kids could accomplish, what they could feel about themselves. If they could say, oh, you know what? I didn't do so well, but I'm still a good person. I'm a smart person. I can make it through this. And teaching our kids how to have an amazing skill. You know, and in the physical account, we have other topics like body image, play, and we even talk about addiction in there. Obviously, addiction is something that I'm very concerned about. And so that's also one of the motivations as we wrote this book. Again, having a background in trying to fight the dangers of pornography and porn addiction was, can we make a book that is an addiction prevention tool? And so this is probably one of the only books, if not the only book in the world, that is written as a parenting book to prevent addiction. Now, there's no such thing as a perfect addiction prevention tool. There are so many factors that are a part of it. But this was our effort at that. This was our thoughtful, you know, among parents and therapists who helped write this book, was what can we do if we could create such a thing, if we could help a child and a teenager be strong and be strengthened and know when to ask for help and know how to cope, could we prevent addiction? And so that was also a motivating factor as we created this.
I think that's so great. And I love how you said this is, because there's, I mean, that intention of having this be a prevention to, and that preparation of preparing our kids really to step into the world. They have the tools, knowing that they have the confidence, knowing that they have the belief, all of these different aspects to really step in, even, you know, the accountability, all these things, they step into the world and they go, wait a minute, I have this support system around me and I know that I can succeed because I have, if I'm drained in this one, I know I can even go to this one if they don't know that, you know what I mean? Like, there, I love how you guys have written this out. It's really, it's actually pretty simple. There's a lot of pieces to it, but it's really simple. If you allow it to just see, you know, bite-sized pieces, like you said. And what's interesting is that what I see in this, and I always go back to the adult, because I'm always going back to really the key to me personally is, as a parent, we need to learn it first. And so what's interesting to me about this book is really, as we practice this with our children, we're actually learning it ourselves. So it's really a win-win, where it really is about our own self-care just as much as it's about, you know, helping support our kids to prevent and prepare. And I love
that part about
this.
And there is definitely that piece of modeling, you know, that we need to model these things. And I guarantee any parent who looks at this book will learn something about themselves. You know, there's all of these lessons are small 2-page layouts. So every section, so a parent should be able to look at this lesson for about 10 minutes and then give the lesson. And there's discussion questions, there's short activities, there's usually like a regular activity, then maybe like a more like a 5 minute activity, and then there's like a 20 minute activity if you like wanted to, you know, kick it up a notch. But all of them definitely, I mean, there was my friend Marianne Benson, who was writing the emotional section, she's a therapist. Well, I mean, like there was just, like I said, that positive self talk section. I learned a lot. I was like, absolutely. Like I have room for improvement in this. And this is a great tool that, you know, a parent can learn from and can say, you know what, this is like something I want to work on with my kids. You know, instead of making it like, oh, I'm the mommy and I know everything, I'm going to teach you this. Let's work on this together can definitely be one of the approaches that you take. There's no need to be an expert. There's no need to have mastered any of this. It's kind of like anything else in parenting is we're going on this journey and we're taking our kids along with us and we're hoping to just do our best. You know, and that's all anybody asks for. You know, I think sometimes as parents we get so wrapped up in trying to do it perfect or we're afraid we're going to screw up our kid. And it's like nobody's asking for perfection. You know, we're just supposed to do our best. You know, that's all we can ask of ourselves. That's all our kids can ask of us is just that we're doing our best.
So have you, with all of this, have you gotten feedback from parents and children and the success that's happening with this book and in the families?
Yes, we definitely, it's the same response that we're getting that we got from the 30 Days of Sex Talks is that people are amazed at the great discussions they're having with their kids. That was something that when we wrote both books, we were kind of, you know, we did these discussion questions and they're kind of like icebreakers, they're conversation starters to talk about a very deep topic. And we just are constantly amazed. The board, you know, my fellow board members, other people who helped write it when we, you know, tested this out and other parents, that was always like, I can't believe the questions they asked me back. I can't believe like these amazing discussions we're having. And so it's connecting parents and kids on a whole new level. And then I'm like, that is what I want. That is at the end of the day with the 30 Days of Sex Talks book, with the 30 Days to a Stronger Child, and even the next book we've written, which is called How to Talk to Your Kids About Pornography, that is the point. If I could have one thing, like if I could only pick one thing, be like that parents and children are connecting, that they're coming to a new understanding, that they are building that love, that friendship, that bond between parent and child. But that's, I think, the biggest thing, the biggest reward of it.
Well, I think, I know Brian, my husband, who's, you know, an addiction coach and all of that, and has been working with people and doing the 12 steps and has the addiction himself of pornography and is in recovery. One of the things he talks about all the time now is that the opposite of addiction isn't sobriety, it's connection. And I know, I mean, that's something that we've really worked on a lot is that connection piece. And so I love what you're saying, because I think that ultimately when you go into this book and you have all these, it's like, it can get overwhelming too. Cause it's like, okay, there's all these different aspects. How do I help fill these areas? But like, for instance, last night I was with my 10-year-old. She was laying in her bed, just curled up, didn't know what was wrong. And so we sat there and I went through some aspects, right? I went through different questions, different things. And ultimately, what I had to do was just say, come here, and just hug her and love her and just sit with her and love her. But I had to go through, and if I had just left at that point and just said, oh my gosh, she's just, I don't know what to do. You know what I mean? But because of the tools I've been able to have in my life, besides some of the reading I've done with your book and then also just my own tools, it allowed me to actually step into what is needed in the moment, to be more intuitive with what is needed in that moment for that child. And I think that's what's so important about this book is that it gives you, like, if you read it and you start practicing here and there, whatever it is, it's every day, just practice one little thing. You're going to know when the right time is to bring these things up. You'll know exactly what your child needs at that moment. And that, to me, like you said, that's where we start really connecting with our child. They can depend on us. They can rely on us. So they will go to us with these hard questions and these issues that are going on in their lives, and they'll feel free to do that. And that, to me, like you said, I think that's so key so that they do, and I know that's what you're doing here, not have that addiction. Or if they do start in that path, we can actually come in with love and know the right things that they need. So that's why
I think parents like forget when they see a book like this or they see a set of lessons, like, oh, 30 lessons, they forget that it's going to build. you know, or mm-hmm. that, hey, the first one, you know, you might be like at a 5 or a 6, but by the third or fourth lesson, you're gonna be at a 10 mm-hmm. on a scale of 1 to 10 of how awesome you are with these lessons. Because, like, you're right, you start to become more in tune to your child's needs, and you start to realize the key to this is listening. Mm-hmm. You know, and that it's just about being quiet and kind of watching their cues and just taking the time instead of thinking, oh, I got to hurry and get to this.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do this. Oh, I better get them to the lesson. Oop, you know, it's time for school.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of going, wait a second, what's really important here? And that comes with practice. You know, we get overwhelmed in thinking, oh, I got to do it right the first time, or I have to do A, B, or C. And it's like, no, wait, think about it. This is a process, you know. You're gonna get better at it, and it's just practice. You know, we're gonna my parenting game, I'm sure you've noticed, the thing has changed so much over the years.
Oh yeah,
what you do with the first child and the second child and the third child, and when you change. I mean, I've changed my game so many times as my daughter has gone through middle school and then through high school. It's the same thing with all of our kids, and it's like we just keep practicing.
Well, and don't you think, I noticed with my 3-year-old, and then I have the 10 and the 13-year-old, because I've been learning all this stuff since the 3-year-old and even before, like the empathetic listening and the value-based, you know, living and all these different things, what I've noticed is that I'm having to break habits with my 2 older kids. My third, it's like naturally happening with her, because now she is in the habit with me of communicating. Of she knows I'm going to give her space. She knows I'm going to let her cry a little bit. She knows that when enough is enough, like she knows she can come to me and talk to me, and I allow that space fully and completely. But my other two, I struggle still. Like that's what I'm saying. I think that's why it's so important, this book, when you start really learning this. So even if you're a new parent, you know, and learning this with your children and translating into their age, I think it's so important, because you're going to create these habits that even when you have these new children, it's just going to become very natural. And that's what I found.
Yeah.
And so my third really does have a better, because now it's in her, like it's in her cells now. I don't have to change a habit for her or help change a habit.
Yeah, no.
Support it.
Yeah, no, I've had the exact same thing happen with my first two versus my third, you know, that it's kind of like, oh, I just get better and better at this, or, you know, you just keep learning
mm-hmm.
it, or, you know, there's going to be crisis and one child's going to have an issue or something big, and, you know, you just keep plugging along. But it is funny how, you know, we kind of do something with one kid and we're like, oh, now I have to unlearn
mm-hmm.
that with them. I'm like, whoops, sorry. You know, and again, it's like we have to let go of that person, you know, and not, you know, not, I'm a person that can easily beat myself up, and it's kind of like, no, you know what, hey, I was doing my best. I didn't, you know, it wasn't perfect parenting,
yeah.
but I'm gonna forgive myself, and I'm gonna move on, and I'm just gonna keep loving that child and loving the next kid.
You're gonna do what you're asking your kids to do, right? Is what,
yeah.
like what you said with the
yes,
positive
exactly.
talk.
Exactly.
But I mean, I think
exactly.
again, the key here is to let parents know that, because I talk to a lot of moms who have the older kids, and they're like, they feel like they're messing everything up. And they're thinking, why are the principles and the things that I've been learning, why can I not translate those into my older kids? And I think that is the key, I think, is to look at, okay, well, there's been habits that have been created over the years with our children. Even after 3 months, they've now created a habit. So, you know, as
yeah.
we look at that and go and let ourselves be more kind and look at these different, you know, the chapters, the different lessons you have, and just start implementing them, it's like, oh, okay, I can just start doing, I can let go, like, you, because when mom is happy, right, when mom is relaxed,
yeah.
when mom is happy, kids are going to be happier. It just is what it is. Like, that's how it works, I think, I believe, no matter what.
I agree.
So,
I know, I totally agree.
There's so many questions I could ask you, but I just want to make sure that you, is there anything else that you think is really key and important that you want to share? We only have about 5 more minutes, and I want to make sure we get some of the important keys for you and what you have, what you do and what you have to offer for people.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, with the books and with the website, I mean, by no means does anybody need to, quote, go out and buy our books. But our website does offer a ton of free resources to people. On our resources page, we have several downloadable free lessons. Some of them are about body image. Some of them are about, you know, dealing with a predator. How to say no, how to, you know, prevent, what is good touch, bad touch, lessons about how to talk to your kids about pornography. And then we also have other lessons like on our Take Action page and in our featured section about just taking time to connect with your kids and what are just some simple ways that we can do that. Our latest book, How to Talk to Your Kids About Pornography, has just come out this week. And that is another super simple book. I purposely wrote it really short. It is 64 pages, and that is including the citations. It has 26 different lessons, and all of them are, and not, by no means does anybody have to complete all of them. It's just that they have, you know, several topics, because I find that when you connect, when you can talk and connect on the other discussions that we have in the books and on our website about connecting with your kids and talking to your kids about healthy sexuality, as we had in our 30 days of sex talks, it makes it super simple to start these conversations that we have in this book, you know, where you kind of talk about that curiosity is normal and that mm-hmm. pornography is addictive. And how do we define pornography? How do we, what should we do when we see it? Let's have a plan for that. There's another lesson about taking inventory. How much time are we spending on screens? How much time am I spending in front of the TV on with an Xbox? Where are the common places that my kids might encounter porn? And we have an awesome lesson on media literacy in there. This is one of the most critical lessons in this book, and I believe one of the most critical lessons that we as parents have got to get a handle on. Our kids are being sold images all day long, every day around them, thousands of images. We tend to forget as parents that we were raised in a print-based culture, and we were taught through reading over the years and in print-based culture how to not be seduced by the written word, how to not be seduced so that we could read something and go, that's not true, or, hey, that is true, and learning how to distinguish truth and error. And we don't have that with images. We do not have that ability with images. We see an airbrushed fake woman on the cover of a magazine, and our brains automatically want to make it true. We want to make it. We start comparing ourselves. We forget about that this is a corporatized image that is selling us a product. And so our decisions, our way of thinking become shaped by these images. And that leads into what we see in pornography or what we see in other hypersexualized media. So it becomes very important to have discussions about media literacy. And when we see an advertisement, asking our kids, what are they selling us there? You know, do you think that Barbie is really making those kids that happy? You know, is that how you are when you play with your Hot Wheels toys? And kind of taking those moments to talk with our kids about that. And also ourselves owning that when we start comparing ourselves to what we see in advertising and saying, oh, I need this, or I should lose this, or I wish I had that handbag, or, oh, if only I had this, I would be happy. If I lost 10 pounds, I could do this. And kind of releasing ourselves from that and teaching our kids to get away from that. And so that new book, How to Talk to Your Kids About Pornography, like I said, just came out. Super simple. It's probably one of the shortest books out there on how to talk to your kids. Covers a huge variety, has discussion questions, of course. I'm very big on discussion questions.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these books are available on Amazon. Or if you go to our website, the front page can click you over to Amazon to check out these books. But by no means does anyone need to buy these. You can go online onto our website and you'll see a lot of these resources, a lot of these discussions that we can start having with our kids to truly strengthen them on a number of levels.
Well, and I just want to say, I actually would recommend that everybody do get these books. I know I appreciate you saying that, but I will say, we only have another minute, but I just want to say that to have this as kind of your own tools as a parent, I think nowadays it's like a must. It's like there's no way around it anymore, in my opinion. And so to have that and you are going out there with your team, with your board, with everyone who you're working hard to be able to bring this into people's homes so they don't have to do it. So they can just pull it out and say, here's the book, here's the resources, this is all I need, and I can start moving forward. And I think that's why it's so important just to do this. And I want to thank you so much, Dina, for coming on here. And
thank you so much.
Really your passion and also just what you are doing out in the world. It means so much to all of us, and I'm so grateful for you. I really, truly am just so grateful for you. And
Thank you.
Hop on to educateempowerkids.org, and you will find all of what Dina just talked about there. So thank you so much, Dina, and have a
thank you so much.
Good day today. Yes. Thank you, everyone. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Dina. Thanks.
Bye.